Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live. Do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is Talk Radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We are your prescription for change. Coming around the corner is Thanksgiving, one of my favorite times of year, really, because giving thanks for all we have, for all God has done, I know for me and my family, and for everything in my life, and just giving thanks and taking time to be grateful for all that we have in our lives, the loved ones and the people that are there, and just, you know, the year that we've had, you know, whatever your challenges have been, still you're here. If you've had some financial challenges, you're here. No matter what you've gone through, the ups and the downs, it's time to be grateful. And so really we should have that attitude all the time, but I know this is one of those times of year where we focus on that. Well, the other part of Thanksgiving is eating, and I'm talking not just eating a little bit, but people pig out during this time. You know, the average right now, they say the average Thanksgiving meal that one person consumes is between 3,000 and 5,000 calories in one meal. Guys, that's why you eat and then you go sit on the couch and pass out watching football. Also, the L-tryptophan, which is an amino acid that's in the turkey. We've known that for a long time. So we're going to talk a little bit about some suggestions on how not to put the excess pounds on during the Thanksgiving holiday. So nutritionists estimate in this that really the calories should not exceed between about 1,600 in the average meal. I guess these nutritionists are not in the South, where I'm from. But it's not surprising that it ends up being between 3,000 and 5,000 calories for many people. So we feel guilty after the holidays are over. It starts on Thanksgiving. Of course, we eat and we eat and we eat. We go to parties and we go to gatherings and family get-togethers. And this is just the beginning. 10 to 15 pounds people can pack on during the holidays. Well, here's some tips we're going to talk about that'll help you get through the holidays, that will keep you from packing on those extra pounds, and will help really maintain a healthy metabolism. Here's one of the things. Tip number one is make sure you do not skip breakfast. A lot of people will wake up and they'll think, well, at lunch today we're going to just massively pig out because it's Thanksgiving and Grandma Myrtle, she's going to be, you know, making her favorite sweet potato pie and all of the good fixings. Well, it's actually better to kind of plan things out, even if you're going to eat some junk on Thanksgiving, which, look, I'm not telling you to live in a bubble. I'm not a live in a bubble kind of guy. And, you know, I talk all about health, and I'm going to be talking all about eating organic. Sure, we talk about that on the show, but it's a 90-10 principle. You eat well 90% of the time, 10% within reason, do whatever you want. And that's really the time in Thanksgiving is, I mean, if Granny makes a pie, you need to eat a piece, I think. Unless you got stage 4 cancer and sugar is like your absolute enemy, which it is all the time. But your body can tolerate it at some level. But if you have some major disease process on, I do think you need to be strict. And that's just my two cents in that regard. But for breakfast, you know, you always want to make sure you eat breakfast. Don't skip it thinking you're going to eat a big meal in the middle of the day. It slows your metabolism down, and, of course, it creates more cortisol, and it's going to cause you to store more body fat and, you know, all the things that cortisol does, destroy muscle tissue and all of that. But a bit more than that, it makes you super, super hungry. So you're going to have more of an opportunity to actually get in and literally just begin to eat massive amounts of food at 12 and 1 p.m. So it's easier to get up, eat a small, moderate breakfast, maybe have a slight snack mid-morning. It can be very light, piece of fruit, it's a handful of nuts, whatever it might be. And then make sure you eat a modest, you know, Thanksgiving dinner. or whenever you have that. If you have it at dinner time or if you have it in the mid-afternoon, whatever. So keep eating. Pace yourself during the day. Have some smaller meals. It'll make a big difference. Now, chewing is tip number two. Chewing is important because digestion actually starts when we chew. The longer we spend chewing our food, the fewer calories will be consumed per minute. They did studies on this, and it's just true. It's just common sense. So when you gulp everything down with two or three bites, it's when you shove all the calories in. That's when you get those 5,000 calories. So turkey skin number three, if you're eating turkey or roasted chicken or whatever you guys decide to cook, on that day, stay away from the skin. Just pull the skin off. Even if you're doing the dark meat, pull the skin off because a lot of the extra fat that we don't need, remember there's good fats and there's bad fats, and the fats that's really not the best for us, you're going to find in the skin. You want to avoid that, and that will help you cut down a lot of the fat calories. Now, there's a lot of hidden fats, too. I don't know what grandma and mom and Aunt Lucy are going to be cooking over at your place, but if they're using margarine, you need to call them ahead of time and say that I said either use grapeseed oil, real butter, or coconut oil with whatever they're cooking. I don't care what it is, because anything else is going to turn into a trans fat. Anything else is going to be a fat that's not good for you if they cook with it. So the only three that you really want to use, grapeseed oil, you can use real butter, organic butter, of course, will be my personal favorite, and then organic coconut oil. All of those will not break down under heat into a trans fat, and they'll be extremely good for you to cook with. So make sure you put a little note or a little bug in their ear about that. All right? Side dishes. Let's get into that for just a moment. You got to be careful. So you go for the turkey, you go for the vegetables, and then you got all these other ancillary deals around these casseroles that you don't know who knows what is. Now, if you limit the meal to about 2,500 calories, nutritionists say that the walk might represent about 10% of that, so you might cut some of the calories. So if you cut down on the calories, the walking actually can help tremendously, especially if you are modest in what you eat. So how many dinners, they say, and here's another key. In the USA, the majority of people will sit down for more than one big meal during Thanksgiving, so be careful. Two huge meals will push your calorie intake for the day off the charts. And some people find that eating some foods at one sitting and then other foods during the next meal works better than trying to hold back on everything. I kind of agree with that. Let me just throw a little caveat to this because I think this is really important and interesting. Is that, you know, if you're eating fairly well all the time and you eat one larger meal, it can stimulate thyroid function and increase your metabolism. So let me just throw that in there. But these are some pretty good tips. Fluid intake to prevent dehydration. Make sure you avoid the alcoholic drinks and the sugary sodas and coffee, simply because I'm not a big fan of drinking that all the time. But if you never really drink it and you want some, I mean, go for it. Plenty of water, though, is important. Now, you want to cut down on the amount of calories. Here's the key. You drink about 12 ounces of course, non-chlorinated water. I'm a big fan of distilled water. Drink that about 30 minutes before your Thanksgiving meal. You'll eat about half the calories because it increases the stretch reflex in the stomach. And when you increase the stretch reflex in the stomach, you'll cut down on the amount of foods that you eat. So we've got a couple more tips on how to make it through the holidays and not gain the extra pounds. We're also going to be taking questions about your health when we come back. Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Don't forget, we get into these health questions, and you've got questions and need to find somebody. We have our preferred wellness providers. These are healthcare providers in your area that believe the same nutrition and lifestyle-based principles that we talk about here on this show. I personally know them, work for them, and they are fantastic. We'll give you the care that you need. You can call the same 888-283-7272 or go to getwellradio.com. We'll be right back.
Do you need a new prescription for your life? Are you just not feeling well? Nationally syndicated Healthy Talk radio host Dr. Asa wants to help you lifestyle your way back to health. His national best-selling book, Empowering Your Health, provides all the guidance you'll need to change your life forever. Let Dr. Asa help to start your health journey to regain your personal health and revitalize your life. Empowering Your Health is available at empoweringyourhealth.com. That's empoweringyourhealth.com.
some point in life, everyone experiences pain and inflammation, and usually people turn to certain medications. What people want is quick relief, and until now, there hasn't been a safe and effective alternative. But now, there's AminoActive. AminoActive works as well as medications, but without any harmful side effects. Rather than just masking the pain, AminoActive actually promotes faster recovery. AminoActive comes in both capsules and topical cream. Check out the website, aminoactive.com, or call 800-251-4166 to get the natural pain relief alternative.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Hattler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ally C. Why Ally C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ally C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ally C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ally C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ally C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ally C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ally C. For more information and to order Ally C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ally C today.
Hey, phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. You can also send me an email at getwellradio.com. It's a show we help you get well, stay well, and live well. Going in the break, talking about tips for making it into the holidays, especially for Thanksgiving, which is right around the corner. So we were talking about several things. I want to get into, I'll recap them for you, just so you know exactly what they are. Now, here's some of the big tips so you don't gain the extra pounds. Remember, the average meal on Thanksgiving is 3,000 to 5,000 calories. Now, here's a couple of tips. You don't want to skip breakfast. Make sure you don't skip breakfast because it can keep your metabolism cranking and you won't be starving and eat so much food around lunchtime or whenever you eat. Number two, chew your food. Spend more time chewing your food. The more you chew your food, the less calories you're going to eat, the more absorption you're going to get. Digestion starts in the mouth. Turkey skin, stay away from it. It's got the bad fats, the kind you don't need. Get rid of the skin. I don't care if it's white meat or dark meat. Dump the skin. Hidden fats, watch out for the casseroles because that is where everybody likes to hide all the fats that are not good for you. Now, fats are good, omega-3, 6s, and 9s, but the junk fats are not going to do you any good. Make sure to put a phone call into Grandma and Aunt Lucy. Make sure that they're only cooking with real butter, coconut oil, or grapeseed oil. All other oils turn to trans fats when they're heated, and that's the number one cancer-causing agents that we have. So be careful with that. Side dishes, stick with vegetables. Keep it simple. Don't start getting, you know, all the heavy stuff. That's where you're going to pack on the pounds. Physical activity, don't go watch TV, guys. TiVo the game if you need to, or get out at halftime and go throw some football around or go take a walk for 20 minutes around the block. You'll cut out about 10 to 15% of the calories that you just ate by doing that rather than just laying on the couch and passing out from all the L-tryptophan. Now, and everybody eats leftovers. We know that because there's so much food. So that's why you should cut down your portion sizes. That's going to make a big difference. Fluid intake. If you'll drink about 12 ounces of purified water about 30 minutes before your Thanksgiving meal, you'll eat half the calories because of the stretch reflex in the stomach. Now, finger foods, they're going to be laying around everywhere. Crackers, cheese. Now, the cheese is not so big deal. But just stay away from the flour-based foods. That, keep that as a rule of thumb. You want to do celery. You want to do some vegetables, little carrots. And you want to do some of the cheeses, no problem. I'm a bigger fan of the goat cheese and the sheep cheese. I hope you choose that. But if not, just go for it. Remember, 10%, do what you want. 90%, stick to the plan. The other thing is be realistic. So it is festive. Don't freak out. Have a good time with everybody. And don't tick Grandma off because she's been cooking for 4 days for this whole day, this whole deal. Sir Francis Bacon has our quote for the day. It says, in taking revenge, a man is even with his enemy, but in passing it over, he becomes superior. Think about that for just a minute. So when somebody does you wrong and someone really puts you in a bad spot, and they tick you off and you're ready to just go, you know what? You want to make sure you step back and say, okay, really, what's going to win over in this situation? And really, where is the most character in this situation? Turning the other cheek really is not weakness. It shows meekness, and there's a major difference between that, and it really takes you to another level in your life. 888-283-7272, lines are open. We're going to go to Kim now. Hi, Kim. Welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you?
I'm living well, darling. How can I help?
I just had a question I wanted to ask about arthritis.
Sure.
I've been diagnosed with inflammatory arthritis. I was diagnosed about 4 months ago, and I've been taking Plaquenil.
Okay.
And I really would rather not be taking any prescriptions for it. Is there anything I can do dietary-wise to get it to heal or whatever?
Well, what is that? Where is it hurting you the most?
It started out in my right knee and went on for a while. I went to several doctors. Nobody could figure out what was wrong. I ended up having surgery, and they debrided it, and I had synovitis. They did biopsy. And it's mostly in my right knee, but I have a little bit in my left knee, too. And they didn't give me a specific diagnosis as far as rheumatoid or lupus because of the lab work. Didn't didn't really show one way or another.
So it was kind of inconclusive, and it didn't really show enough to give a diagnosis,
yeah,
right?
Right. The Rh factor was negative, but I did have an elevated ANA. But that
was
really it. Yeah.
Well, the elevated ANA shows a little bit of autoimmune hanging out in there. But, right, that's not enough to give a definitive diagnosis by any means. So, okay, so is it getting worse, or would you say it's staying about the same?
The surgery, it's not as stiff, but it's still, it's still a problem. It swells and aches a lot, I have a lot of burning. You can, when I touch it, I can feel it's hot and everything.
Sure, I get it.
But, yeah, it's still a problem. It's not as bad as it was before I had the surgery done.
Okay. Now, what is your age, Kim?
I just turned 44.
Okay. Yeah, you're really young. All right. So you're 44, and this started kicking in about how long ago?
Just a little over a year ago.
All right. Have you been under more stress in the last 2 years than you ever have been?
Really, no. I'm an RN, and I've worked in that field. That's a lot of stress, and then teenage kids, all that. But my kids are, older, a little older now, and I've changed careers. So stress is a little better, but I don't know. I made some lifestyle changes. I had perfect health, and then until this came along.
Okay.
I don't really know.
And so the arthritis has kind of come to town, and messed Kim's world up. And you're like, what in the world's going on? Life was great till you hit 43 and 44, and then this came. Well, I tell you what, let's do this. And it's great you're an RN, so you'll understand a lot of what I'm talking about. But we're going to get into some more diet. I've got some concepts of diet with arthritis, whether it's rheumatoid, osteoarthritis. It's all in the same category. It's still an itis, which is inflammation. So we've got some keys we'll talk about and some new things that have come out. We'll get into that when we come out of this commercial break, so hang tight. Folks, you've heard me recommend AminoActive for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried AminoActive and found it better than some prescription medicines. Listen to Al McCree of Nashville.
I started taking AminoActive as an alternative to Celebrex. I had the same results as far as pain relief is concerned. It worked just as well as Celebrex, and I didn't have any of the problems with side effects of indigestion. So I'm sold on AminoActive because it really helps me with my arthritis pain.
AminoActive worked for Al to relieve his arthritis problems without stomach upset and the harmful side effects of other prescription drugs. If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try AminoActive. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com. Or call 800-251-4166. Safe, effective, it's AminoActive.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you're able to absorb amino acids and the less you're able to repair the 75 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you could consume a protein powder that is easy to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. The taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Check us out online at getwellradio.com. Talking to Kim going into the break, dealing with arthritis. She's been diagnosed for a little over, dealing with it for a little over a year. Not have a formal diagnosis. They just know it's an inflammatory arthritis, which really doesn't mean much, Kim, because arthritis is inflammation. That's what it is. So it's just kind of generic right now. And so it doesn't seem to be getting better, but you said it doesn't really seem to be getting worse. After the surgery that you had, it seems to be, fairly stable, but it still hurts. Is that right?
Yes, it's no worse, no better. Just, I'd say I don't have the stiffness in it and not quite as much swelling in it as I did before the surgery.
Okay. All right. So let's talk lifestyle for just a moment, because I need to get into that and just dig into it for just a moment. Now, I know you said you've made some lifestyle changes, but what is it? I mean, are you overweight? Are you not? Have you lost weight? Tell me a little bit about that.
I was overweight until probably about 4 years ago. I started making some changes in activity level and my diet and everything, and I lost 40 pounds.
Oh, that's great. Congratulations.
Thanks. And I've kept all that off except for 5 pounds that I gained back.
Okay.
I was running before my knee got like it is. I was running 5K races here and there, you know, and just as an incentive, you know, just something kind of different to do.
Sure.
Walking, exercising at least 5 to 6 days a week.
Okay, now that's used to. What about now?
Well, now it's really difficult to do it.
Why?
But I still try.
Why? Why is it difficult?
Well, because of the knee pain.
Does it just hurts too much?
I cannot run on it. I can't take the pressure of running. But I do walk, and I'll walk anywhere from 1 to 4 miles, just depending on how much time I have.
Okay.
And I do lift weights.
All right, what about riding a bike? Does that hurt it?
I've not tried riding a bike. I have gotten on an elliptical, and I've been able to do that.
Okay. Why don't you look into spinning, like the spin classes that they have, or getting just on a bike in the gym, if that's easier for you? Those are really great workouts. They burn a ton of calories, and they're actually really good for the knee because it's non-weight-bearing, but you're working through the range of motion for the knee. So it's very good. Might be something you want to consider, you know, as far as exercise goes. All right, so talk to me about diet. So what right now, what does it look like, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, a typical day for you?
Breakfast, typically some type of cereal, oatmeal, or some sort of like a granola-type cereal.
Okay.
At lunch, I'll usually have, a lot of times I'll have a sandwich on like whole wheat bread. Sometimes I don't have time, and when I don't have time, I'll drink like a V8 or something like that. And dinner, just usually it's going to be a red meat usually with two vegetables, generally.
Okay.
Not a lot of fried foods. You know, I do have some fried foods, but not all that much.
All right. Well, here's the deal. I mean, the diet itself, with arthritis, one of the big issues that you have to be concerned about is cutting out grains in the diet. Gluten is a protein that's in most flour-based foods. So you're talking about bread, you're talking about cereal in the morning, granola, that sort of thing. Believe it or not, eating that on a long period of, or, you know, over and over again for a long period of time makes a huge difference in people that deal with arthritis and any type of inflammatory condition, whether it's fibromyalgia or whatever. And one of the biggest keys, I always say that you can eliminate about 50 to 60% of the symptoms that you're dealing with if it's an inflammatory condition just by coming off grains, and especially grains that contain gluten in it. Of course, you know, you can get gluten-free foods now. They have a lot of those out. But I'm a big fan of coming completely off of those for at least 7.5 to 8 weeks to see how your body responds. Because if you have chronic joint pain, I'm not saying that it's going to eliminate it, but I am saying that it will make a huge dent in what you're dealing with. And I know you don't want to be on medicine forever, and I'm not saying you will or you won't. My hope is that you wouldn't have to, and I've seen a lot of people that don't have to. But, you know, your lifestyle has to reflect that. And even if you think that you're making really good choices, you know, there's always that next step and that other thing that we can learn to make sure that we are making the right choices. So I want to encourage you, if you haven't gotten a copy of my book, Empowering Your Health, I've got an entire diet that's in there, and it's called the Anti-Inflammatory Diet. So it really teaches you how to eat foods that will cut down inflammation within the body. So just something to think about. That is a key. And getting your proteins up and your fats up, because the fats are going to help cut down inflammation throughout the body, and they also help lubricate, you know, in a sense. This is just kind of very dumbed down version, kind of a basic version, but they really do help kind of lubricate the joints in a way. The omega-3 fats like almonds, walnuts, cashews, and those sorts of things, very good for you. And when you have an inflammatory condition, especially a joint-related condition like arthritis, it's important to get plenty of healthy fats in the diet. So food really is your friend, especially at this point, because your body needs those nutrients to help rebuild and regenerate those good new healthy cells. So proteins like chicken, fish, beef, or eggs, low glycemic carbohydrates, fruits and vegetables, staying away from the grains, and then the good healthy fats along with it. So, I mean, those need to be in combination minimum 3 times a day, a couple of snacks in between can be really, really helpful. Now, are you a supplement person? Do you ever take, you know, like a fish oil? Or are you taking any vitamin D or anything like that?
Before I had the knee surgery, I did you know, they told me not to take them because I was going to have surgery.
Sure.
And I just never have really gotten back into the routine of it. But I was taking fish oil and a B complex vitamin and a vitamin D3.
Okay.
Before. And I still take it now. I'm just not in a real good routine about getting them all taken every day.
Yeah, that's okay. You know, the big thing, foundational four is the key. So that's your whole food multivitamin. That's number one. And then number two is your digestive enzymes. So you'll break down your food a lot better. When you break down your food, you can utilize your nutrients to make those new, good, healthy cells. Because we really don't break down. The average person only breaks down like 15 to 20% of the food they eat every single day. So the digestive enzymes really help in that type of situation. And then also, cod liver oil for your omega-3. It's great that you do the fish oil. You can do a regular fish oil like a DHA omega-3 fish oil. I just like cod liver oil because it has vitamin A, vitamin D already in it. And you want to do the oil, not the gel caps. Remember, it takes 14 gel caps to equal 1 tablespoon, and really you need a minimum of 1 tablespoon per day. So that's just something to think about. And probiotics, which put the good bacteria back in the digestive tract. When you take probiotics, the rule of thumb is that you want to take it on an empty stomach. And a couple times a day is what most labels recommend, depending on what brand you get. But, I mean, those are extremely important. And if you've got joint-related conditions like you're talking about, there's a lot of research, obviously, on vitamin D because of what it does with calcium and all the other mineral absorption, especially like magnesium and boron, which are very, very important in that process. So, you know, just a couple of things to kind of throw out there at you. I think the biggest thing right now is consistency. Consistency in your making some lifestyle changes really, really in your situation is key. Because what you put inside your body, when you're dealing with an inflammatory condition like fibromyalgia, arthritis, even some of the digestive issues like irritable bowel syndrome, okay? When you eat the wrong kind of foods, even though you think you're eating healthy, right? But you eat the wrong kind of foods over and over and over again, then what happens is like throwing fuel on the fire. And you think you're putting water on the fire to put it out because you think you're eating healthy, but actually you're throwing gasoline on the fire and it's making it worse. So that's what I don't want to see you do, is make these situations worse, and that you can begin to live like Kim again, and you can get your life back, and you can get your quality of life back. That's what I want to see for you. So keep me posted. Those are some basic things that you can look into and do some research on, and just kind of keep me posted, okay? 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Lines are open. You can also shoot me an email at getwellradio.com. Let's go to Bailey now. Hi, Bailey.
Hi. I'm 42 years old, and I have eating problems. I have high blood pressure.
Yeah.
And I've been on dialysis for 3 years now.
Okay.
And I'm wondering, is this something I'm going to just have to live with? I tried dialysis. It didn't work.
Hey, what medicine are you taking for high blood pressure?
I take... I don't have it with me. Sorry.
That's okay. Have you talked to your doctor about switching the medication?
Yes. We tried.
Have you switched around a little bit to different ones?
Yes, I tried. About 3 different times I switched around.
And have the ED been the same the entire time, no matter what, or did it improve some?
It never improved.
All right. At what level are you on kidney dialysis?
What do you mean by that?
Well, I mean, you said you've been on dialysis for 3 years, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
What's the percentage of the kidneys, and how well are they working, and that sort of thing?
I still use the bathroom and everything, and they are working some, they tell me, but they're not working some.
Okay. Let's do this. We've got a commercial break we're going into, and we'll come out, we'll talk about erectile dysfunction. And it's a big issue, I realize that. And it's a big issue, especially with heart-related conditions. And high blood pressure, especially that medication, that's why I'm glad you've switched that around. At least you've gone ahead and gone that route. Let's talk about maybe some natural ways to address this when we come back and see if we can't come up with a game plan. Okay? Don't go anywhere. 888-283-7272. Questions about your health? We have answers. We'll take you from where you are to where you need to be to help you get well, stay well, and live well. Check us out online, getwellradio.com. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Asa here to talk about my good friends at Earth Fair, the healthy supermarket. Earth Fair is on a mission to transform lives, provide the best in natural food choices, and educate others toward healthier lifestyles. They give food items away every week to give back to the community. That's you. Empower you to make a difference. So sign up for Earth Fair's welcome home at earthfair.com to save big each week and get a free whole chicken or maybe even some organic burgers. Text EAT, that's EAT, to 71700, that's 71700, and receive regular text coupons to save on all natural options. Looking for healthy, affordable options that kids will love too? Well, stop by Earth Fair every Thursday from 4 to 8 p.m. and up to 6 kids each free with the purchase of a $5 adult meal. For more information about my good friends at Earth Fair, please visit earthfair.com.
Do you think your home is toxic? According to the Consumer Protection Agency, over 150 chemicals found in the average home are connected to allergies, birth defects, cancer, and psychological disorders. The proven fact is, we live in the most toxic environment in history. Yes, toxins can be killers, but there is something you can do. Detoxify your body with the Ion Cleanse detoxification system from A Major Difference. The Ion Cleanse is made in the USA, carries the best warranty in the industry, and comes with a no-risk, money-back guarantee. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and are trusted by thousands of doctors worldwide. Visit IonCleanse.com, that's IonCleanse.com, or call 877-315-8638, that's 877-315-8638. Invest in your health with the Ion Cleanse from A Major Difference. IonCleanse.com, one of the most important decisions you will ever make.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio, next.
In more ways than one, it's going to be a November to remember. Going on now, and just in time for the holidays, Emergency Essentials offers a huge Mountain House sale only at BePrepared.com. All Mountain House cans are 20 to 32% off. For example, a can of Mountain House Chili Mac, regularly $25.49, is now only $17.24. Scrambled eggs with bacon, usually $31.89, now only $21.56. And save 26% on a three-day emergency kit, or save $123 on a one-month supply of freeze-dried and dehydrated foods. Gift shoppers, check out the Katadyn Vario water filter at 26% off, or get special pricing on the Gerber suspension multi-tool and the Volcano stove collapsible cooking combo. For details, call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and emergency essentials low price guarantee. But hurry, the November to remember sale ends November 30th. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or beprepared.com.
We just had a terrible storm in the east, but we are all still in the eye of the perfect storm. We have the most devastating economic conditions since the Great Depression, America's worst drought in agricultural history, and what about the presidential election? This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. eFoods Direct is preparing for the shortages, and you had better do the same. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. You know that eFoods is the best tasting and safest food on the planet. We all need a bunch of storable and usable food from eFoods Direct. None of us wants to be standing in a bread line trading our freedom for food. Anyone who doesn't take control of their uncertain future has to be just a little bit nuts. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. How will you bet your life? Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or one day too late?
For health and vitality for you, your family, and friends, get the Healthy Start Pack from Youngevity, as recommended by registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs.
If you're a junk food junkie, getting on the Healthy Start Pack is one of the best ways to wean yourself off of processed snack foods and start putting good nutrition in your body. If you have a loved one who's dealing with heart disease or any health challenge, the Healthy Start Pack makes a great gift. If you have a grandparent or a parent in a nursing home, you will be amazed at the difference a once-a-day dose of the Healthy Start Pack will make in your loved one's energy levels, in their memory, in their mood, and in their general outlook on life.
Give the gift of optimal health to your loved ones and order the Healthy Start Pack from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. 855-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidebed.com. That's brightsidebed.com. Order today.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Check us out online, getwellradio.com. Going to the break, talking with Bailey, dealing with erectile dysfunction, or we call it ED. And it's not something a lot of guys are real excited about. And Bailey's dealing with high blood pressure and taking, you know, different medicines. Kind of the rule of thumb is with blood pressure medications, there's a lot of different class of drugs, and physicians will play around with different versions of different medications. Some people get really good results with them. The only challenge is that a lot of the drugs, especially the beta blocker division of these, can cause erectile dysfunction. It causes the blood pressure to drop, and it's one of the major side effects. And so sometimes when guys are dealing with this, you can play around with the medications, switch them around until you find a combination where the erectile dysfunction is not so pronounced. And Bailey, you know, unfortunately, you may be in a situation where you've had blood pressure issues for a while. The kidney issue, because it deals with fluid and pressure within the body, is not helping at all. But as far as the medications they have you on for blood pressure, I think that probably is one of the main issues. But there are some natural things that can be helpful too. I know you said you try Cialis, right? Have you tried Viagra or just the Cialis? Just the Cialis?
Okay. Well, I only tried it one time. It didn't work, so I didn't try it anymore.
All right. Now, are you overweight?
No, I'm about 185 to 190 pounds.
Okay. What about exercise for you? Is it difficult to exercise just because of are you weak pretty much all the time?
No, on the days I don't Dallas, I try to walk about 2 miles.
Oh, that's fantastic. That's great, man. Keep that up, because that's going to be really beneficial for you. Yeah. A couple of things that are beneficial, and they're not really kidney toxic, would be L-arginine and L-citrulline. They make that in a combination which helps produce what's called nitric oxide. And they'll combine it with, there's certain formulas out there that will combine it with like green tea extracts and potassium and this sort of things. You might want to look into that, okay, different brands or whatever. But definitely, without a shadow of a doubt, you've got to run it by the nephrologist. No doubt about it. Because when your kidneys get down to the function level that they are right now, what you put inside your body, everything counts. And everything matters. And so I wouldn't really do anything on your own without making sure they're okay with it. Does that make sense? You definitely need to run it by them. But there are some good results that people get with that combination, especially when people are on medication, blood pressure medications. And there's been some research behind that. More on the natural side of things. So I would look, if you're wanting to have an option of something to look into, you might want to get in touch with somebody there and ask them about that. It's L-arginine, L-citrulline combined with some green tea extracts. There's certain formulas that actually put that together and can be very helpful with ED. Okay. Keep me posted, and you can always send me an email at Get Well Radio. All right. 888-283-7272. Let's go to Eldra. Eldra, welcome.
Hello.
Hello there. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Can you hear me?
I hope so. Go ahead with the question.
Okay, I'm calling my mother. She's in Maryland, and I actually had her online, but I've lost her. She's been suffering with gout.
Okay.
She's been going through all the different medicines, Colchicine, they took that off the market, Colchris, Indocin. She's having more and more flare-ups, Apurinol. And then they just recently told her that they want her tested for her kidney. Because I think it's a kidney, something came back in her blood work. And it just, nothing seems to be working for her. And her hands are swelling, feet swelling. You know, she's just really miserable. She's not the same mom anymore.
Yeah,
you know,
I get it.
With this disease that she's been going through.
Is her lifestyle choices, are they very healthy? Does she eat well? Does she exercise?
Well, up until she had this last, she had back surgery about 12 years ago, and she was fine after that. But since she's been diagnosed with this gout, it really has made her more debilitated than when she had the back surgery.
Okay. Well, here's a couple things. Just rule of thumb with gout, okay, that definitely you might want to look into for her. That could be beneficial. Beets are really good. Eating a whole red beet every single day can be very helpful. There's in the juice or the red juice of the beets, there is betaine or high amounts of what's called betaine hydrochloride. And the betaine hydrochloride is really, really good for helping to break down excess proteins. Gout is where you get excess uric acid built up in the body and purines. And so she's not breaking down her proteins very well. That's kind of the bottom line. And that happens as we get stressed out and we get older. So hydrochloric acid, they make in a supplement form, or she can start looking at apple cider vinegar, which has tremendous results with gout. And, of course, cherry juice, organic and more the dark variety. It's very tart, but, you know, drinking the cherry juice is very good for helping get out some of those uric acid crystals out of the joint space. But cutting down on the inflammatory foods, foods that cause a lot of inflammation and really food allergies, such as wheat, so all the flour-based foods, and also cow's milk, dairy, the casein protein that's in cow's milk can be really, really tough on gout and can trigger. Red wine, red meat, we've always heard that. It's not really so much the red meat, it's actually the fact that the body can't break the proteins down. So if she can start breaking her proteins down, that can be helpful. There's another type of enzyme called proteolytic enzymes. Proteolytic enzymes are found a lot of times in like pineapple, but they need to be taken about an hour away from food, and they help break down the excess proteins that were not getting digested properly, and that can cut down these uric acid crystals that form, causing her so much pain when you're dealing with gout. So keep me posted on how that goes. I'm telling you that apple cider vinegar is like an old school grandma cure, as they call it, or it's just an old remedy, but it works very, very well. You might want to talk to your health food store folks about that. Puts another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank producer Jay Patrick, chief engineer John Garrison, and the rest of the team. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities.
The content heard on this show is of a general nature and provided for informational purposes only. This information is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition.
Hey folks, have you ever really wondered what you're actually made of? I mean, your own DNA. Well, in the future, your doctor will have your DNA profile on file to be used as a guide for your medicine, nutrition, and overall wellness. Well, the future is now with a breakthrough company called GeneMe. Backed by cutting-edge science and genetic research, is showing us how to use strategic nutrition to turn back the clock on our personal genetic weaknesses. Our DNA is what we're made of, and now we can start to understand our bodies and our health with GeneMe. From cardiac health to healthy energy levels, feeling great, and fewer aches and pains after that yard work or exercise, GeneMe has cracked the genetic code to help you find the vitality that you're searching for. If you want to use strategic nutrition to look and feel younger than you are right now, then visit getgeneme.me. That's getgeneme.me to get your free personal genetic nutrition profile today. Go to getgeneme.me.